Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Michael, we're now talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
We certainly are. And on the show today, we've got Caroline Campbell. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, everyone.
Now, listen, you noticed a lump in your left breast and was given a medical diagnosis of breast cancer in February 2011. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. I knew exactly what it was.
And you went straight into treatment. Tell us about that.
Well, I was booked for surgery, but luckily very blessed to attend a 10-day retreat at the Gawler Foundation, and I was so pleased I did that. So I actually postponed my surgery, and I was then able to go into the surgery, blessing that, having come away from a 10-day retreat, having learnt a lot of empowering techniques.
Wow. And tell us some of those techniques.
Well, I learnt to meditate.
So
I meditate on a daily basis. I learned how to be organic vegan, and I was able to make my own choices for treatment.
Yeah.
It's such a shock at diagnosis.
It's a terrible thing. So tell me, you know, it's been well over a year now. How has it gone for you the last sort of 18 months?
You know, it's been an absolute gift. At first, it's such a trauma, but I blessed my surgery and everything went well. I'm very lucky that it hadn't spread to lymph nodes or anything, so I chose not to undertake any other medical intervention. But I live such a healthy lifestyle now, which the basis I learned at the Gawler Foundation.
Caroline, a lot of people would say, you know, we live in a world where there's so much information on breast cancer and we have the perception that everybody's across it and all the girls know what to do. But there is a huge portion of the community that don't do these regular checks. What advice do you have for them?
Look, I check my breasts on a daily basis, so at least a monthly check for yourselves. And it's very simple and easy to do. You can do it in the shower. You can do it, you know, last thing at night as you hop into bed, once a month at least. I personally have chosen not to have mammograms, but certainly I see my surgeon often. And the lifestyle changes I learned at the Gawler Foundation have certainly empowered me to make my own choices in this journey.
And Caroline, what is the Gawler Foundation? I don't know what that is.
Well, they use an evidence-based approach. There's a retreat centre based out at Yarra Junction in Victoria, and there's also a centre in Hawthorne. And seriously, Ian Gawler was a man who travelled cancer over 32 years ago now, and he still walks the earth. So he uses a whole range of modalities, meditation, lifestyle changes, reducing stress, positive affirmations, whole food plant-based diet, gentle exercise, a whole range of things to really change your life. I was very stressed at the time and I literally had to make a lifestyle change. But the changes that I made to my life what put me where I am today.
You mentioned it was a gift. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, people would sort of find that a bit funny, but it is a gift. I work in colonics now, so I'm a colon hydrotherapist. If you told me 2 years ago I'd be doing that, I would have laughed at you. Yes, look, all disease emanates from the gut, and I used to be the sugar queen prior to this. So I wasn't a drinker or a smoker. There's no breast cancer in my family anywhere. But it was a lifestyle and I was under way too much stress. So the meditation daily is so terrific. I also have alternative therapies. So I inject Iscador 3 times a week, which is a European-based, it's mistletoe extract.
I've never heard of it.
Yes, I've researched.
You'd be popular at Christmas.
I know, we were just talking about Christmas cocktails, but you've taken it to a whole new level.
You don't hang under a doorway, do you?
She's always lurking in that doorway, Caroline.
What does that do for you, by the way?
It actually increases your core body temperature.
Good. Fantastic. Caroline Campbell there, talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more details, mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.